Torah says regarding a Kohen that he is allowed to metameh for his wife. Torah says ki im nishero karov elav. So the Gemara in Yibamot and Daf Chav Bet Amud Bet says, what is she'ero? Zu ishto. That's his wife. Even though a Kohen cannot be metameh to other people, but his wife is one of the relatives that he's allowed to bury, he's allowed to be under the same roof as her after she passes away, and there's no issues. However, that's as long as they are married. But once they get divorced, even though they have children that they share together, the law is he is forbidden to be metameh. Because the pasuk says, hakarov elav. As long as there's kurba, as long as there's closeness. But once already there's divorce, so there's no closeness. So the question is this, in halakha today, let's say a couple was fighting, and they were already planning on getting a divorce, and they were just going through the proceedings, and then the wife dies. Do we say in that case over there that the Kohen can be metameh? Technically they're married, but they're on the road to get a divorce. So the halakha makes a difference. As long as they didn't get a psak from the Bet Din, as long as Bet Din didn't say, okay, here's a date, and the money was separated already, and they got the civil divorce, and everything is ready, just waiting for the official get, as long as that didn't happen, just fighting on the road to divorce, he still is able to be metameh. But once they got to the conclusion and they divided the monies, and the Beit Din posek come on this day and give the get, and then something happened in between, he will not be able to hadush, he will not be able to metameh, even though technically they're married. But since already they have the date, and the monies were divided, and everything else was taken care of, and the rabbis were posek, that indeed they're going to give the get, so it's like they're divorced, and then we cannot be metameh. Similarly, there's another interesting case that's brought down by the poskim, that let's say you have a lady that she becomes a shota, she becomes crazy, and you cannot live with her anymore because she had a breakdown, let's say. Maybe she's institutionalized, or maybe that she's not in her well state of mind. So technically, he cannot divorce her because you're not allowed to divorce a crazy lady. You have to divorce somebody that's bardat. So technically, they're married, but they're not married. They're not living as normal married people. Halakha says also, since this is a safek, he cannot become tamed to her in such a case. So you have certain cases where the husband is married, but again, on the road to an imminent divorce, or let's say they're not living as man and wife, and he wants a divorce, but he cannot because of a technical halakha. In those cases, he will not give a, he will not be metameh to her in the unfortunate event that she passes away. These halachot are coming from the Sefer Mamlechet Kohanim on pages Yudchet through Daf Chaf.